He thought on all his glorious hopes, on all his high renown, then flung the falchion from his side, and in the dust sat down, and covering with his steel-gloved hand his darkly mournful brow, "No more, there is no more," he said, "to lift the sword from now. My king is false, my hope betrayed, my father, oh, the worth, the glory and the loveliness are passed from the earth." Up from the ground he sprang once more and seized the monarch's rein, amid the pale and wildered looks of all the courtier train, and with a fierce, o'ermastering grasp, the rearing war-horse led, and sturdily set them face to face, the king before the dead. "Came I not forth upon thy pledge, my father's hand to kiss? Be still and gaze thou on, false king, and tell me what is this? The voice, the glance, the heart I sought, give answer, where are they? If thou would clear thy perjured soul, send life through this cold clay. Into these glassy eyes put light, be still, keep down thine ire. Bid these white lips a blessing speak, this earth is not my sire. Give me back him for whom I strove, for whom my blood was shed. Thou canst not, and a king, his dust be mountains on thy head." He loosened the steed, his slack hand fell upon the silent face. He cast one long, deep, troubled look, and then turned from that sad place. His hope was crushed, his after fate untold in martial strain. His banner led the spears no more amidst the hills of Spain.